Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between breaking it down as we throw it down Wicked Wednesday style. We got a full house here this evening. The Raging Reddit. Cam Stewart's going to step up, and then we'll talk golf. We'll find out what's in Cam's bag. Babano. We'll talk pucks with Babano. We'll see what Babano thinks about the overnight numbers, and Babano will no doubt give us some golf picks. That'll be like 350 to 1, 500 to 1 from his quote-unquote golf guy, right? But we're more interested in what Babano has to say about the pucks, although we're killing the National Hockey League on our own. Speaking of killing it, the New York Knicks are killing it right now. The Knicks, 8 wins in a row, and this thing's getting real right now as the New York Knicks are in fourth place this late into the season for the first time since 2012 and 2013. Trae Young gets hurt tonight. And basically, well, whatever. Who doesn't get hurt? That's the deal right now on a daily basis. It's like, and Steve Nash, and, you know, I don't know. Like, Trae Young rolled his ankle. I don't know, like, the status and how long or anything like this. But we do know that there's just carnage across the board on a nightly basis in the NBA. And Steve Nash, something to keep your eye on right now with the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn loses tonight to the Toronto Raptors, who suddenly, dare I say, are hot, as the Raptors have a 4-game win streak going on right now. The Raptors actually got everybody back tonight. But Steve Nash is starting to panic, right? You look at the Brooklyn Nets, everybody's hurt all the time. And, you know, he basically admitted and he said, we're at the point where it's like survival mode right now. They're in survival mode, right? Like, the playoffs aren't all that far off right now. And if you poll general managers and players in the NBA of teams that are already in the playoffs, they'd say, you know what, shut it down and let's start the playoffs. We're getting to that time right now. I think the Brooklyn Nets could be a fade as they're going to be more interested in their health. I was shocked that Kyrie Irving went back-to-back this evening. But there is a great video of Knicks fans, and I'm thinking, holy crap, these guys, like, they're really going crazy right now. They're going crazy on 6-6 right now and in Manhattan. And I'm thinking, wow, imagine if they actually won a playoff series. The Knicks 8-game win streak is reminding the Nets that the Nets might be sexier, but the Knicks will always be more popular. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
It's okay.
Breathe. You found it. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
How would you rather feel? Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
Just breathe, dude.
Or swimming in the warm waters of confidence that comes from having the winning edge?
Yay! We thought so.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
This team is fired up. We came here.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. It's the Wicked Wednesday. So we throw it down here. We got a full house here this evening. And we got the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. We have Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Bob Bano, throwing it down with us as well. Drew Martin Betts will join us a little bit later on. We're going to find out what's in Cam's bag. I understand we once again are having video YouTube issues, but whatever. It's pretty much to the point where I guess it's more surprising if it actually works than if it doesn't. To be honest. So, you know, I'm not going to say, oh, we have YouTube issues. We don't have YouTube issues. This is pretty much par for the course right now. So I guess things are we're off and running here on the Wicked Wednesday. Once again, I come in and I sit in the chair ready to rock and roll. Once again, we get like hit with the first pitch of the game. Do we have the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart with us? Cam? Are you ready to rock? What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Morenci? No, I don't want another vein popping through your head, but yeah, you're cutting in and out too, so we'll do the best we can.
Yeah.
I can't hear you. Now I can hear you. Anyway, it's been good tonight. I want to bring some positivity to the table. Our basketball picks, great, and we did pretty good on the ice. Vegas getting it done, winning by the exact score. I think it was 5-2 that we called on the air, and baseball was pretty good. I can't complain, buddy, other than the tech stuff. The bets went well. That's important.
You know what? The bets rolled along here this evening, Cam. We can always do better. But you know what we hit with tonight? We hit with those in-game baseball plus run lines, right? Boston Red Sox, hey, plus 3.5. Kansas City Royals, hey, let's take the plus the runs when they're down.
Yep.
We focus a lot on hockey and grabbing the plus puck, plus 1.5, plus 2.5 when a team is down. We've done it in baseball, but tonight it works out for us, and we end up going 2-0.
No, man, it was wicked. Kansas City actually came back and won the game too, Gabe. Jays held on. You're right, the run lines came in. Hey, man, I'm telling you, nights like this, it makes life a little bit easier because you know what kind of grind it is, and I'm happy the association treated us well. But you said, man, we can't live in the past. We got to move forward, and we got a golf tournament this week, and it's a really unique one too. So we should have some fun here in New Orleans at the TPC Avondale. It's going to be an interesting tournament, Gabe. A lot of these guys, sometimes they're friends. Some guys just got thrown into the hat. Hey, you need a partner? Okay, I'll be your partner. We don't know really who's going to click in this thing. And, there's a couple teams that are chalked that you like, but you can also go dumpster diving a bit. There could be a team, 40-1, 30. Like, there's a lot of quality out there, and it's a real tough tournament to win, especially when you're going to do, the alternate ball. You got to be really on point. That's kind of the way Phil Mickelson fleeced those guys in that game versus Tiger Woods, right? It was just he set things up for Chuck. It's like, listen, buddy, this is the way we're going to do things, and I'm going to put it here, you do this, and that's how you win. You just need a partner that's not going to gag, right? Especially on Sunday when they're playing for the big money.
Now, we actually prepared music for you and everything, Cam, but I'm scared that our system might crash if we add another layer to things. Sort of like it's like a house of cards.
Yes.
Yeah, like if we add like one more card to this, I don't know. Like, the system might crumble, but let's find out what's in Cam's bag. What's in Cam's bag? The Zurich Classic. It's not bad, huh?
Oh, yeah. Da, da, da. It's like the old sports music. Yes, I love it.
What's in Cam's bag?
Oh, a few things. Would you like to know? What's in my travel bag? What's in my golf bag? What's in my other bag? Yeah, yeah. No, Morenci, we're going to have some fun. I can tell you that, buddy.
All right, so let's...
Sorry, that was a good theme song. I like that.
It's not bad. Right? What's in Cam's bag? We got to get a voiceover. So in other words, I'll work on it. Right. So in other words, I'll work on it.
You'll do it.
I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. So the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart with us. As you stated, Cam, as far as the games are concerned, I got to be honest. I sort of look at this and that. I focused in on the NBA this evening, and I can tell you, I know we're doing all right because I have more money in my account than I did before the night started. Number one, that's a good thing. Number two, I currently have more money in my account before the night started, and I still have four current bets right now going.
Exactly.
So that's a good thing, too, actually. So we'll see how everything plays out here.
Yeah, no, and I say the same thing. Like I told you, I had 47 before. I got a smooth 23 now.
47.
Yeah. 40. And there's wicked money in my account, man. I got it over the dime mark, Gabe. I like to see that apostrophe when it's there. It's like, ooh, I just went to the store a while ago. So I got to be honest with you. Since we've taken an approach this week, it's been very methodical. Like, poof, 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 300-400 here. Poof, poof. Like, we've been like that boxer with the solar plexus. And you know what, man? That's how you build it, right? Because you know there's going to be days and the NFL or you have a couple drinks where you can make some mistakes. So it's nice that we're grinding right now to pluses. Let's keep it going, man. We want to have plus days every damn day this week.
All right. Yeah, exactly. We just try to keep on plugging away. So, the New York Knicks end up getting it done. I'm sure it didn't. It wasn't coincidental, though. It didn't hurt them that that Trae Young ended up getting hurt. And I see right now we just, I think we're okay as far as our audio is concerned. But video killed the radio star, evidently.
It did.
And I think that's the theme of this right now. You know what? I can tell you this, Cam. I can say that something or somebody is, like Joe Namath would say, somebody is struggling right now.
What? Does our station have vapor lock? Struggling. I couldn't care less about the technical issues. Struggling. Just get us on YouTube.
Might be a challenge.
Yeah, it could be.
This show is might be audio only this evening. All right, Cam. So I can't wait till Babano. That's all I need is Babano adding to this. Yeah. Hey guys.
Exactly. Man, it really worked. Oh, Moretti, I got to tell you about my day today, man. Ooh, when I'm done, I just want to crack a cold beer. Those two podcasts I did, they just took it out of me.
Oh, I saw Carmine tweeting about that after a game. He goes, oh, nothing like a nice win. He goes, time for a nap. Like, these guys, like these guys are unbelievable. They it never ends. It sincerely never ends.
Time for a nap.
But no, I'm glad you did well tonight. So you ended up having that many plays, huh? I'll tell you thing that's falling apart, though. I'm telling you, Cam, they have cool uniforms that they ripped off from Vancouver.
Oh, Memphis,
never win, bro. Like, they never win big games.
You know what?
They never do.
We talked about it. We talked about that line. It wasn't a huge play, so what are we going to go 4-5-1 in basketball? It's a good night, but yeah, we were perfect in the early games. Washington came back. That was awesome with the Wizards winning outright. But Gabe, you're right. Remember we said, hey, what a trick line. I was like, oh, it should be 5.5. You know why it's that? Because it doesn't matter if Memphis needs the win and the Clippers have nobody playing. They're going to lose. Yeah, that team pisses me off.
A lot of teams piss me off. A lot of things piss me off, Cam, be honest. But as I stated, we've had a plus night so far. Yet, been a lot of late goals in this Montreal-Edmonton game, like there always is in this stupid series. Oh, boy. You think I'm dead, but I'm not. All right, the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart with us. Babano's going to step up. And then Drew Martin Betts a little bit later on. The Late Night Anger Management Class. Rage Fueled. Bring it.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Sports info is everywhere. We cut through all the clutter and bring you actionable insights and expert perspectives every single day. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's knowing how to play the game. And then there's knowing how the game is played.
We're the second part.
Some call it strategy, but we just call it the edge.
Come and get it.
Your trusted source for gaming, odds, and more. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The people at Buster and everybody else in between, including the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. I think Babano is ready to join this train wreck this evening. Is Babano, you with us, Babano? Maybe you can lighten the mood with us, Babano. What's going on, Babano?
Why lighten the mood? What's wrong? What's bad news or something?
Yeah, you never watch or listen to the show, do you, Babano, huh? You just check in, talk over us, talk through the breaks. Great start, huh, Cam? With Babano. Great start.
I think they just pulled the goalie in this hockey game, too. So I know you're going to have another vein coming through. Actually, you got the 6.5. I wish I bought that hook because I got a real problem here. God.
Yeah, but why? Why the hell with these morons?
It's 4-1. It's done.
Well,
just end the game 4-1.
A lot of coaches are doing that these days, guys, with pulling the goalie down by 3. It's Craig Berube of the St. Louis Blues does it all the time now. There's a couple coaches
it's
that
stupid.
Do it down 3.
You're done.
I don't
just
disagree, but they do it.
Yeah,
man.
Well,
I hope so.
Here we go. 4-2. Yeah, it's just going to get great. And there's still time left. Now they're really going to pull him again. It's going to be 5-2 or 4-2. This is a nightmare. See,
you
now you're having such a great night, too. You clowns. 2 minutes left. Holy jeez. Just end this damn game. You said it, Morency. The minute it was like 2-1, I had that bad feeling.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, no, that's the thing. It was 3-1.
You gotta be kidding me.
It was 3-1 with 8 minutes, I think, left in this game. Now it's 4-2. Like, come on, man. Give me a break. Jeez. Can't have it all. Hey, Morency, you just can't have, like, something. Like, it's just one of those. Like, really? That game should have been under.
I was just talking about I got 4 plays left. Yeah, I'm going to go 0-4 with the last 4 camp. Like it looks like on the way out. You know why? Because I actually played a 5.5 in game in here. This will take. Oh yeah, now they've got the net empty again, huh?
Extra attacker. Just
of course, down by two. Now of course they got to pull the goalie again. Yeah
now it's a pull. Now it's a real pull. Oh, I know. Just tick, 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 tick. End it. Oh, it's 1:39, Morency. It's not. Can't we go to the old days where you pulled them with 30 seconds left? God, this is frustrating.
Hey, what is this? This is Olympic hockey. I'm in the World Juniors or something. Once I lost an over-under, the guy in Sweden pulled the goal. He was down 5-0. He's playing for goal differential. Ended up losing like 9-0. I'm like, I had like an under 7.5. I'm like, you stupid son of a Swedish son of a bitch, man. I'm like, I've seen it all.
That's the best. Yeah. 5-0. I forgot about the goal differential, the aggregate. Uh-oh.
Yeah, aggregate. Oh, yeah. That's a great soccer term. I love the aggregate. Yeah.
This is just a nightmare.
Oh, it's 1:29 left, and I'm sitting there just watching. It's not even on my TV. I'm just watching it on a computer, and like my blood pressure is just boiling. Like, come on, man. There's a lot.
They'd gone 6-0 to the under this year, head to head, Montreal and Edmonton until tonight.
This game 7-0. Should have been under. It was 3-1. Like, come on. Like, what are they doing here?
This happened the other night where there were a bunch of late goals. And it's happening again, except we got lucky and cocky. Of course, too, I've been betting the same amount on all these bets and all these games all the time. But, of course, for some reason, Cam, oh, yeah, there's no way they get to 7 tonight in this one, right? I had to go bigger.
We needed the Julio.
Johnny Jackass.
7.5 minus 400.
Yeah.
I'm in. Here we go. The Oilers just scored. So now what is it, 4-3?
Oh!
Here we go. Now it's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. All right, well, I'm on Edmonton. You guys better tie it up and come back here. Because this is just even worse.
This is heartbreaking.
Who do you have in this game, Babano?
I should have cashed out.
I have Edmonton.
Yeah, I have the under.
I had the under, and Montreal +1.5 in a parlay, so that's fine.
But yeah, I'm not that upset. Every under I bet loses. That's why I don't bet unders. honestly. And here's another example. Should have stayed away.
Yeah, no, honestly, Babano, you're right. Like, moving forward, there will be unders, but we have to consider this now in the lines. And I see these 5.5s or whatever. If you're going to pull a tender with down 3 goals, like, that's an automatic, not just one. Now we got to think 2 goals. You could be in, like, a 2-0 game all of a sudden. Ding, ding, ding. Like, you saw the Wild game tonight, too. It was 2-1. It ended 4-1. There was 2 goals at the end of that game. Like, this stuff, nothing's safe anymore, Gabe. It's something we have to consider when the, like, it's, these coaches are different.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like we said, we've been very, very successful. Like I said, maybe I'm wrong with Bano, but I thought it was 7-0. I think this is the 8th time they're playing tonight. But it's hard to keep up when these teams play each other over and over and over all the time. We still had a winning night, but I was ready to really celebrate. I'm like, wow.
Me too.
I'm up a couple of $100 and I have 4 plays left. Now, no, I got 1 play left now. Loser, loser, loser. Now I need Edmonton. You guys, come on. All right, they got the net empty again.
Now you
got
to finish the comeback here and tie it up. Here we go.
Then we'll really look like jackasses. What do you do with pulling the goalie? You never come back anyways.
You're right. Yeah. This is a perfect example. If they come back with 3 goals, down 4-1 and make it 4-4, every coach is doing this now. Nobody's quitting. Over, over, over.
That's the analytics of it.
Yeah.
I want to see Canadian fans melt down, actually. So I'll take it. I want to make my money. I want to make the money back as well.
You know, it's amazing. They played a great game tonight for the most part, the Habs. If they lose this one, this is going to be gut-wrenching for them. This is like the best game they've played in weeks.
I should have just stuck to cricket and bet on Sri Lanka and Bangladesh tonight. My life would be going a lot better right now. Sri Lanka's up 302-2.
Really? Wow, that's a good start. Good start.
Yeah. But you know what? That's what's whacked about cricket, guys. So they're winning 302/2. They're actually 12-1.
And they hung on 4-3 Habs final.
Ah, that makes me sick. So they get to 7. Oh, God. That's just disgusting.
It is. That was ridiculous. Like,
worst final score possible. Yep.
That's just like
the worst. You should see our night too, Babano.
It was just 4-1 like 5 minutes ago this game.
We're on fire.
It was 4-1 like 5 minutes ago this game.
No, it was 3-1 with 3-1 left in the third period. There was 4 goals. Now there's 7.
My NHL night is 4-1 without this game. It's 4-3 now.
Oh, yeah. See that Nashville game, too, Gabe? Oh, a 3-goal lead in the third. Chicago comes back and wins. Like, no lead save. This league's it's a circus, man. Like, you don't
blame Carmine for that. Carmine was trolling the Subban and the Blackhawks.
I know he was.
And after, he wasn't on Twitter anymore after that.
Never do that.
Well, this notion that Malcolm Subban stinks, you know, we got to cool it with that. To be honest with you, he's played better, you know, the last few starts he's been in net. Now, tonight he gave up a few goals, but he's shut out a couple teams lately. You know, he's played a little bit better. Even I've got to tell myself, hey, he's off the criticism of Malcolm Subban. He has played a little bit better lately.
I'm going to say this. Carmine's been gambling for a long time. That's an amateur night move. You can't do that stuff. Wait till the game to go final. Right? That's a rookie play.
I've learned that the hard way. Don't
never
pat
say
yourself
over.
On the back for a winner until the game is done. That's it.
Yeah. Still a good night, Morenzi. Could have been special, though. Could have been special.
Yeah, you're exactly right. What a way. Like, honestly, like, I'm just, whatever. It is what it is.
Exactly.
Like I said, like, what am I going to do? Like, yeah, I'm about to start flipping tables over here and stuff like that.
Yeah. That's what I've learned. Like, when I lose a game and throw a converter into a wall, then I got to go fix the wall, right? You know, I got to go get some polyfill, and it just makes my life even more miserable. So breaking stuff and getting angry is just, it compounds a problem. It makes it worse. So we'll deal with it. Not happy about it, though.
All right. So we all look forward to seeing what Babano's golf guy.
Yeah, the golf guy got picks for the team event for Babano?
For the team event. For the team event, but we'll find out what's in Cam's bag. Can we get the what's in Cam's bag's music again, please?
There's a big crowd to welcome us back, even though we lost.
Oh,
the story I asked.
There's a big crowd coming back here after they lose the game.
After the news, yeah. All right.
After the news.
All right. We're like a baseball team, man. Like, yeah, we're down like nine. Yeah, like there's the scoreboard. Like, we're getting booed off the field now. Like, the manager's about to have a heart attack, i.e., I'm the manager. The GM's going to start trading people and calling people soon. I think that's what's going to happen here. Speaking of which, I see Robin Leonard's crying right now. He's bitching about Robin Leonard, extremely upset, frustrated, disappointed when the NHL said players were promised COVID quarantine isolations would be restricted after they were vaccinated. He says they were lied to. Says they were lied to.
That's great.
Listen, actually, Cam, I have something for you too. We got a break coming up, but yeah, you're gonna flip about this. Oh, PGA Tour launches $40 million bonus pool.
Oh yeah, right? I did this story in my update. It's ridiculous
for needle movers. Yeah. So yeah, that's for needle movers and. No, this is like sort of like the Super League stuff. So they're going to reward people with extra money.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yeah. That have the most sponsors, Nielsen brand rating exposure.
Yep.
And engagement on social and digital channels.
Yeah.
So just Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler would be one of the top five right now, even though the guy sucks. Like, are you kidding me?
Hours a day,
7 days a week,
with the sports gaming strategies and information you won't find anywhere else. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
How would you rather feel? Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
Just breathe, dude.
Or swimming in the warm waters of confidence that comes from having the winning edge?
Yay! We thought so.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Welcome to the bullpen there.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. But what are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Great.
That's awesome. It reminds me of the indoor soccer thing that I did for a while. That was great. These guys are staying at like the worst hotels in the area. Brent, it was wild, man. What a league. I missed the Baltimore Blast. Lots of fun.
Hey, I grew up going to indoor soccer. Loved it.
Oh, it's awesome, actually.
Loved it. I used to go see the Montreal Manic at the Montreal Forum. It was great stuff. It really is fun. Soccer. It's maybe fast. You would like it, Babano, instead of hating on soccer. It's like hockey soccer. You've seen it, Kent, with the glass and the ball, smashing off the glass and stuff. It's great stuff.
I'm surprised it wasn't more popular. Like, you know, you go there, it's a great time out. No, the game's wild. The ball's live. You have glass. It gets a little, and it's rougher, too. You can get a little more contact with the players. They don't call everything. It's not a tic-tac stupid foul. I loved it.
All right. I was just saying, guys, we'll get to Cam's golf picks and Babano's picks and Babano's overnight NHL thoughts and everything else in between here. But see, the PGA Tour has implemented a lucrative bonus structure that will compensate the 10 players judged to drive the most fan and sponsor engagement, regardless of the results on the course, through the pool of $40 million. This is stupider than the Super League is. Let's give more money to the already rich guys. How is that going to help the sport? So... Ricky Fowler would be one of the guys that would get part of this $40 million. For what? For sucking? For walking, wearing orange? For what? No, I'm disgusted by this.
No, it's
ridiculous. I saw Mark Calcavecchia on Twitter saying, yeah, this is a disgrace. He goes, you guys must be joking, right? He goes, how about you give $40 million to the Corn Ferry Tour? He goes, how about you give $40 million to develop the sport? How the hell? So, as first reported by Golf Week and confirmed by Reuters, the player impact program concept that was implemented in 2021 will recognize and reward players who positively move the needle. The funds for those judged to have added the most value to the PGA Tour product will be distributed at the end of the year, with the player deemed most valuable receiving $8 million. According to Golf Week, a player's impact score will be determined through five metrics. Popularity of Google search. What the hell is that? Hey, you know what, Cam and Babano and everyone tuning in right now, I encourage you. When are they starting this? When is this Google
next
search
year? All right. Yeah, like right next
when
year.
When this starts, every damn day I'm just punching in Will Zalatoris on Google for the hell.
Yeah. Give him some money.
Will, yeah, Pat Perez.
Will Zalatoris.
Let's just pick golfers, guys, and like try to make them money. Every day on the show, we'll pick a new guy. The Stadler's kid. Kevin Stadler.
Oh, yeah. What?
Stadler.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Kevin Stadler, Walrus Jr. I will say this, too. Great call by Calc. These other tours need money. They want to hook up these golf programs for poor kids and stuff. You don't think they need $40 million? So what? You're giving Tiger Woods more money? Ricky Fowler can't make a cut. He'll be probably number, I'm thinking, 3 or 4 in popularity. You know who number 2 is. I've already done, Gabe, I'm already on top of this story. Bryson DeChambeau. Oh, okay. Because what? Because he hits it a mile and looks like a clown on the range? I'm with you. And I'm glad Mark Calcavecchia has this take. These guys already make tons of money. They have huge purses. You don't need to give them any more money. But you know why they did this? Because some of these guys, like the soccer league that you talked about, were going to have a premier golf league where they were going to poach all the top players and give them basically less in field, more money to get them away. And the PGA Tour got scared. That's why they're doing this.
All right. Let's start off with Babano, actually, right now.
Yeah.
Babano, any Zurich Classic tips from the street that you've got tonight?
Yeah, he did. He's involved in this, even though it's a different event, unique with the pairs at the Louisiana golf course down there, the Zurich Classic. He likes Tom and Tom, Tom Lewis and Tom Peters at 50-1 in one of the pairs. Has a good value. Both are in good, strong, recent form. Lewis had a 25th last week. Thomas Peters, top 15 in his last 4 starts. Aggressive play suiting the course. So he likes Lewis and Peters. He likes Brant Snedeker and Mitchell at 80-1, Keith Mitchell. Saying both of them are probably a good match for this event. 6th place finish for Snedeker at the Texas Open, so he's picked it up. So he likes Snedeker and Keith Mitchell. Maverick McNealy and Joe Bramlett at 80-1. He's on those two as well. Roger Sloan and Aaron Baddeley at 150-1. And then Kelly Kraft and Kevin Tway. Which Tway did you go with? Kelly Kraft, 200-1.
Wow, I'll tell you something, Babano, your golf guy goes dumpster diving. Like, all those guys are 80-1 or more. This guy, Gabe, he's even putting a Roger Sloan sighting. Like, that's wild.
All right. Now, Cam, please give us some.
Not Fidel. Castro and Tringali. Yeah. He likes those two as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, okay. No, I actually like his first pick a lot. Yeah, Gabe.
No Chai Chai Rodriguez.
No, yeah, exactly. I'm going to go with two chalk guys.
No.
Two chalks and then two medium plays. I'm only betting 4, as, like, you know, you can't bet everybody in this tournament. We'll see. But I like the Leishman-Smith pick. It's 10-1. It's not great value, but I will say, out of the chalk guys, they played together, President's Cup friends. They both have perfect complementing games. And Watson, Bubba Watson and Scheffler are 12. Those are the two teams, guys, if you like to go with a little bit top heavy. I'm not taking Scheifele and Cantlay and all these other guys at 7, but those are the two teams I like in the upper tier. Homa and Gooch, the bully from Different Strokes. What are you talking about, Gooch? Yeah, Gooch took Arnold's lunch money with Homa. Good pairing there at 28-1. And I'm going with the all-Asian contingent, Sungjae Im and Ben On at 41-1, Morenci. That's where I'm going to roll with this tournament. But I do have, for top 20s, one of Babano's guys, Peters and Lewis at plus 160, Rose and Stenson plus 120. I really like your Gim and Sue pick, Gabe. Great on FanDuel, plus 160 for a top 20. As I said, Im and On, plus 120. Bradley and Steele, plus 120. And what else do we got? One more that you don't have to lay juice with. Willett and, who's my boy, the crazy guy, Hatton. Willett and Hatton, even money on FanDuel. No juice on those top 20 pairings.
You know, Willett and Hatton at 27-1, damn good pairing here. Mm-hmm. And pretty strong odds. I guess, I don't know, I must be... I must be blinded by Dubsy's Thor-like body and Ralph Lauren model-like looks because I'm taking Team Australia. Or maybe it's for you, Mick. All right? I know you're out there, Mick Aussie. So this is for all the Australians out there, including James McGinnis. We have a lot of Aussies that tune in. Smith and Leishman. Mm-hmm. That's my pick to win this thing. 10-1 Smith and Leishman to win at 10-1 I'm standing my ground, Cam. Morikawa and Wolf, top 20. Mm-hmm. I think they're in the mix. And then, you know, that's all I have, actually. Smith and Leishman to win. And then looking at the top 20s, they're not, the odds aren't great for top 20. Like Morikawa and Wolf are minus 200. I'm not doing
that. That's craziness.
Yeah, like I can't do that. So the top 20s that I get into, Homa and Gooch, top 20, minus 110.
Yep.
Willett and Hatton, top 20, minus 105. And Hovland and Ventura, plus 120, top 20. I'm thinking outside the box. I'm sticking to it. And, of course, my boy Doug Gim, Texas Longhorn. Doug Gim and Sue, top 20 as well, which pays...
plus 155?
Yeah. I'm scrolling.
Plus 155 or 160 on FanDuel. I have them for my top 20, too. It's a good price. But those
either
guys,
I'm in...
They're good.
Yeah, plus 155. There it is, plus 155. Kokrak and Perez are plus 120.
Ooh, yeah. Dangerous team, too. That's the thing. You can't bet on everybody. I like Babano's guy, his first team, Peters and Lewis at 55-1 I have them in my top 20 as well. Thomas Peters is a great player on the European Tour, and Lewis is actually very underrated on the PGA Tour. He's a Brit that spent some time over there, but now he's mostly on the PGA Tour. We'll see what happens here, Morenci. It's a pretty long course, though. It's over 7,400 yards, so it'll be interesting with the best ball format, alternate shot. You got to like your partner, basically. You guys got to work off each other, and it's weird because Rahm and Palmer, I didn't know they were buddies or whatever, but it worked out for them, and they're going back to defend because there was no tournament last year. Should be a lot of fun, but this thing is unpredictable. A lot of teams could win.
Hey, we've got some live ping pong / table tennis from Moscow right now. Sergei Ovechkin. Is he related? is he related? Ovi. Ovi, the table tennis great. Sergei Ovi.
Oh, yeah, he's minus six. He's minus 600.
Ovechkin athlete.
Yeah, Ovechkin versus Andreev.
Yeah.
Andreev, yeah.
Right away, I'm thinking I want to bet on Ovechkin here, Cam.
Yeah, minus 750 is pretty chalky, though.
Yeah, these table tennis odds.
He's got greatness associated to it. He's got to win.
Yeah. I wonder if they're related. Sergei Ovechkin. It's his cousin or something.
Isn't Ovechkin kind of like Smith in Russia? Is there a lot of Ovechkins out there?
No.
How many
Ovechkins have you ever seen in your life?
No,
like,
not many.
There's been a million Kozlov. Fedorovs, Komarov, yeah,
Fedorov, Kozlov.
Like, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, Fedorov, Fesedov, Fesedov, Trechak. No Ovechkin. You never heard an Ovechkin before.
Yeah,
I never heard an Ovechkin before in my life. Babano's cracking up, but it's true.
There's never been
a Russian player named Ovechkin in the NHL before Ovechkin.
Who the hell's playing in this tennis match, too? Are you on FanDuel, Gabe? Guy's name's Tristan Schoolkate? That can't
school
be.
Schoolkate?
Like, Schoolkate. Yeah, like a school with a girl like Tristan Schoolkate. And he's playing Scott Jones.
I want to bet against this guy just doing his name.
Yeah, he's minus 14.50.
Look at the cap.
Schoolkate.
Look at the captain of the Florida Panthers, guys. Alexander Barkov. There's probably a million Barkovs in Russia. I know he's Finnish. He was born in Russia. He was raised in Finland, but he's essentially a Russian name. Barkov's probably a million Barkovs there.
Let's see. Most popular surname in Russia. What do you think it would be?
Fedorov.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
that's my guess.
It's kind of like Singh or
Kovalev.
Something else, right?
Yeah. Kovalev.
No, Kovalev. No, yeah.
I'm going to say Fedorov. Fedorov.
Yeah. Anything that ends in a V, you've got
a lot of A's.
Of those last names in Russia.
100 popular Russian surnames: Agapov, Abramov, Abdulov, Abakumov. Yeah, I don't know. So how can they all start with A? That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Finneganov, yeah. Sabres. Maxima Finneganov. Good call, Babano.
Maxima Finneganov.
All right, here he is.
Oh, boy.
Sergei Ovechkin.
Yeah.
Sergei Ovechkin, table tennis. He is ranked, he's a world-ranked player. I can't fight. It's very hard to fight if he's related.
What is the most popular Russian? Actually, you know what? The most popular Russian last name? How did we miss it? It's the vodka, Smirnov. The most common surname in Russia is Smirnov. Quiet or still. Yeah. Alexei Mikiev of Russia beyond the translation. Smirny. Yeah. Smirnov.
That would be
it's everybody's favorite other thing.
If
too.
I If we said that, if we said, oh, what's the most famous last name in Russia? And we said Smirnov, people would be like, oh, that's a dumb stereotype.
That's why. That's what the computer tells me, so it's got to be right.
I don't know. What website are you looking at?
No, I just said I went to most popular surname in Russia, and I went to Smirnov. Yep.
Never know.
Smirnov's number one.
Ian Cameron kicking it with us. I could be crazy. I think we should have probably went to a commercial break a minute or two ago.
Oh, yeah.
We're researching the history of Russian last names. This is captivating radio right now.
Yeah, I'm hearing voices, Morency. I'm going nuts.
Yeah, no. They are there. They are there. Ian Cameron kicking us. So listen, Matthias, what's the deal right now? Are we going to a break or what's going on? Because it seems like our clock is a little messed up right now.
He gone. Oh, boy. Yeah, he's got somebody else on the line, Morency, I think, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Smirnov. That's the name.
Yeah, well, you know what, Cam? I feel like a...
Honestly, if I had some right now, I'd just be guzzling.
I feel like a Smirnov.
You deserve one. You do. I feel like a Smirnov, yes.
Big bottle.
Yeah, I agree. Straight.
Yeah, not that... Not that anything good seems to happen after.
That's a good point, yeah.
I don't know. Like we said, Cam, we seem to just be on our own. I'm basically I'm on a ship that's just drifting off to sea right now. All right?
There you go.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Nice riff, though.
Yeah, we're supposed to be in the middle of a commercial break right now, so why are we coming back? Like, we're our clock. What about that?
Some artists work in clay, some in oils. We work in actionable insights and expert perspectives. But we just call it the winning edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Management class. I guess we're back, or are we? I don't know. I'm going to start pre-taping the shows fully, actually. That's what I'm going to do, Cam. I'm just going to send it in, and I'm going to go out with Carmine and drink margaritas. I'm going to go to Lord Nelson Steakhouse, and I'm going to tell everyone to suck it.
I like that. And then you know what? And when we eat so much and bet so much, you can have a nap. Carmen Bianco style.
Yeah. I want a Smirnoff. I want a nap.
Yeah, what a life.
And a gun.
Yeah. Even Carmine's beer looks better than the stuff I drink. You know what I mean? You see his place, like nice Juventus glass, beautiful, like organic brew.
I know. Like I saw Carmine's like computer screen all look nice and clean, his keyboard. Mine's a mess. I got junk all over my stuff. Like
you've been at my place. My place is a mess. Dump. No, it's a dump. I got clothes everywhere. It's embarrassing, actually.
I picture Babano's place. I don't know, Babano. I picture you don't have a lot of, you know. I picture you like Lenny of on The Simpsons. You've got like a kitchen table, computer, TV.
A plant.
Yeah, plastic plant. And some Hamilton Tiger Cat flags in the place. We got to do like a Cribs tour, Babano. Babano's like Merrill, though. There's a lot we don't know about him, Cam. You know?
Excellent point. Yeah, you see, man of mystery.
Hey, Babano, I saw you raining on everyone's parade today about the CFL starting up.
He gone. Oh, Morency, I wish we had Star Wars. I'd transport you a bottle of Smirnoff. But... I could use one too.
Wow.
But Shadows God.
Wow. Oh boy. I don't blame him. I said, screw this. I like he said, I'm leaving. I understand. I totally get it. And now you're free to go.
Thank you,
I don't know,
sir.
Cam. You're going to find out. I don't know if I'm going to be with you tomorrow, Cam. We'll find out, buddy, what happens over the next couple hours here. I don't know. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart, everybody.
Hey. Go, go. Right,
we'll see if we can reconnect with Babano.
Yeah.
Our tech team's on it. Don't worry, we're good. The late night anger management class continues. Thanks, Cam.
They run.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.